ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون وقال سيدنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أصدق حديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن شر أمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبد ربيا ومما يوقدون عليه في النار ابتغاء حلية أو متاع زبد مثله كذلك يضرب الله الحق والباطل. Brothers and sisters, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Allah for His mercy, for His forgiveness, and for His guidance. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday about guidance, and it was two sides of the conversation. One conversation that the guidance is monopolized by, actually the statement was, the guidance is monopolized by the scholars of the Salaf. That was a statement. And I beg to differ, because knowledge and guidance belongs exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu yahdi man yasha'u ila sirat mustaqim. The only one that has the power to guide is Allah. You can only point a person to the guidance. You can regurgitate words of guidance from the Kitab. But the only one that can guide someone to the truth is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the Prophet, not any of the Salihin, not the Sahaba, not the Ulama of the Salaf, not today's scholars. It's strictly a personal thing between that person and Allah. The Prophet's uncle, Abi Talib, was on his deathbed when even the Prophet himself came to him and said, if you bear witness that there is no God except Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, I will testify for you on your behalf on the day of judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He says, verily, you cannot guide the person you love. Allah guides whom He pleases. That's why we ask for guidance. My intention today is to give you a picture of how to simplify your religion. Because Islam is complicated to people. It's not complicated itself. The religion is simple. But it's complicated. Sometimes it's complicated through scholarship. By the time you get through all the ahkam of fiqhiyya on the issue, people question themselves whether or not, I mean, you have people today who question themselves and each other whether or not I can give salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Because the sheikh said, well, if they're not following this, they're following that, and so on, so you don't give them salam, don't sit with them, don't talk to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَرُدُّوهَا. He says, if you're greeted with a greeting, then greet with that which is better than it, or return the same greeting. There's people who ponder whether or not they go and visit the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't know because they're going to talk about me, and I had a problem with the sisters, brother so-and-so. He said this, and I don't know what they're going to do, and this and that, and I don't like what he said. I think he talked about me in the khutbah. I don't like that brother. I don't want to see him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa anna masajid lillahi وَلَا تَدْعُ مَا اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. The masajid belong to Allah, and don't invoke with Allah anyone else. Some people don't give zakat or sadaqah because of issues. I don't know because what the money doing. I don't know what they did, and I ain't see the report, and I don't know what's going on. I ain't get my receipt last time, and what, beep, beep, bop, boop, bop, boom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. See, Allah simplifies the religion for us, but we complicate it. Nowadays, people, I'm talking about Muslim people, it's hard for us to make decisions about basic rights and wrong. Brother, have you talked to your mother lately? I don't know, man, because see the issue, I got some issues with my childhood and this and that, and because I don't really know what's going on, man, because you know, she wasn't there for me when I got out, and well, boom, boom, boom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord has decreed that you do not worship except Him, and that you be good to your parents. Sisters complain about obedience to their husbands. I don't know because he ain't taking care of business right. Boop, bop, beep, bop, boop, boom, boom, boom. And the Prophet ﷺ said, any woman who prays her prayer, pays her zakat, and fasts her fast, and obeys her husband, she can enter any of the 8 doors of paradise that she wants to. Brothers complain about brothers. I still got some issues with the brother. Me and him had something going in the dunya. You know, we had some bad deal, went bad, and I ain't really feeling the brother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Verily the believers are a single brotherhood. Therefore make peace with your brethren and fear Allah so you will receive mercy. People say, all right, but you know what? I ain't gonna never forget this, and I ain't gonna forget that, and because this that happened, I can't. Yeah, I'm holding on to that because, man, you know the way I get down, boom, 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 boom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna Allah yaghfiru man yasha, wa yu'adhibu man yasha." He forgives whomever He pleases. He punishes whoever He pleases. And the Prophet ﷺ said, whomever does not show mercy, Allah does not show that person mercy. We make the religion complicated. The conversation that I had yesterday started about the merits of Kitabullah. Suggestion that Muslims need to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I really believe that. That if we read more Quran than we did the newspaper, internet, Facebook, Twitter, CNN, BCN, BET, WHO. WWE. TNT, CBS, ABC, we got them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها وأنتم أباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن الحكم إلا لله أمر أن لا تعبدوا إلا إياه. When Yusuf alayhi salam went into the prison, they locked him up. He did time. He did a lot of time too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate all of the anbiya alayhim salam. They came to him for advice about their dream, because he was given the ability to interpret dreams. He was given that fadl of knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, Ya sahibi sijni arbabun mutafarriqun khayrun am Allah wahid qahhar. He says, he just asked him the question, O my companions of the jail, arbabun mutafarriqun khayrun am Allah al-wahid qahhar. Are many separate lords better? Or is one supreme lord best? What's better? What's better? Because we got to ask ourselves these questions. What's really better for the human being? To worship one God, one truth, one reality, one path, one message, one book, follow one book, or TNT, BET, CBS, Facebook, his book, my book, TMZ. Because these things are becoming a source of misguidance for the Muslim. Because we're taking this information. And because many times we don't use the kitab, we don't use the Furqan. One of the words, one of the names of the Quran is called Al-Furqan. The criterion, because it makes, you know, yufarriqu bayna al-haqq wa al-batil, that it differentiates between truth and falsehood. And so you take in this information, you take it in, your friend, TV, people at work, bam, this, that, popular culture, and you're making decisions based upon that in your life. Without discerning the truth from the falsehood. So after Yusuf asked the question, Arbabun mutafarriqun khayr, are many separate lords better? Then he made a statement. Prophets, you know, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah for the anbiya wal mursaleen. Because they came with the guidance, they came with the message. But he said, Ma ta'abuduna min dunihi illa asma'an sammaytumuha antum wa aba'ukum ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. He says, all that you are worshiping other than Allah, all that you are following other than Allah. Now, this statement was made thousands of years ago, but see the relevance of it now. Illa asma'an, except names, that you've made names for these things. Sameitumuha antum wa aba'ukum, you and your forefathers. Ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. Allah didn't send down any authority. See, Allah did not give things authority for us to follow in the presence of the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, this is the issue here. Who has the authority that I follow them? Who has the authority that I take their word face value as the truth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ma anzalallahu biha min sultan. Allah did not send down any authority for these. In al-hukmu illa lillah. Verily, judgment is only to Allah. Wa amara, and He has commanded, Allah ta'abudu illa iyyah, that you don't worship except Him. Now, the verse I was mentioning was about mithal. Because one thing that Allah does in the book, He says parables. He gives examples. Examples. Life is an example. It's an example. We learn through example. We learn by, oh, that's how that works. Oh, okay. Well, show me. Let me see. Okay. Oh, okay. See, we learn by that. Like, for example, Allah says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارَ. He said that the example of those people who used to carry the Torah, used to follow the Torah, and then they stopped carrying it, is like the similitude of a donkey carrying books on his back. Now, why would a donkey carry books on his back? He got the knowledge is there, but you can't access it. Right? He uses examples. And so He uses an example of truth and falsehood. Because this is what we have to do, brothers and sisters. This is what I want you to do. And you got to really embrace this. Now, none of us knows all the truth. That's just, you know. فَوْقَكُلُ الْعِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah says above every person with knowledge is the one who has the knowledge. However, in the age of polls, internet, opinions, self-actualization, loving yourself, realizing psychology, in the days of all that, it's hard for the individual to differentiate between truth and falsehood. Studies show that if you don't discipline your kids, we think they grow up okay. Okay, let me try. That's what they said. Study shows if you do discipline the kids, they're gonna grow up. Study shows that if you do so and so. The poll has said that the majority of the people want so and so. Okay. And there's really no way to differentiate between truth and falsehood unless you sift it. You got to use a sifter. You got to use a process to get the foam off, because the foam is nothing. Batil is batil. Falsehood is falsehood, no matter how beautiful it sounds, how beautiful it looks, how eloquent they say it. Falsehood is falsehood. So you have to sift this. That's why Allah says, أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا. He's using an example. He says, أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He sent down from the heavens rain. فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا. This is now Allah getting into geology now. And it filled up all of the rivers and streams and lakes, because this is where the water came from. The water that's on the planet, it came down. That's how we got this and this water here. But then He says, but then when it comes, it suds up. Water, when you mix it up, it suds up. Even if there's no soap or nothing, you mix up that water, you're going to see some bubbles. Air bubbles. Or whatever else, you're going to see froth. He says, فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ بِقَدْرِهَا فَاحْتَمَلَ سَيْلُ زَبَدَ رَابِيَا وَمِمَّا يُوْقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ ابْتِغَاءِ حَلْيَةٌ. He says, and it fills up the rivers, and it fills up the different tributaries. فَاحْتَمَلَ سَيْلُ زَبَدَ رَابِيَا, and the water, while it's shaking, is carrying the foam. This foam. Right? And people heated up the water. This is how metal was extracted. Metal comes in the water. And the water evaporates, it burns off. And it leaves the metal. That's why Allah says, مِمَّا يُوْقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ ابْتِغَاءَ حِلْيَةٍ. And they heat it with the fire, ابْتِغَاءَ حِلْيَةٍ, seeking to make ornaments so people get gold. You ore gold, you ore iron. You get it out, you get the water, you use the water, burn it off, and you get the pure, here you go. So back in the day, they used to be out in gold country in California, with they up in the water with the pan. Boom, 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 boom. I'm trying to get the water. I'm trying to get the gold. Oh, hit. Got a nugget of gold. Here we go. Right? So he says, or to you just for something, some other benefit, using metal. He's talking about metal now. Like copper, magnesium, potassium. These are metals. They get into the soil and get trapped in the soil through the water. He says, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. He says, but as for the foam, because the foam is the bottle. When we take information in, it's foam. It's what's that? It's foam. It's fluff. He says, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جِفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ نَاسَ فَيَمْقُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَذَلِكَ يَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. He says, as for the foam, فَيَذْهَبُ جِفَاءً, it just goes away. It just floats away. It fizzles down. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ نَاسَ, as for the metals that benefit the people, فَيَمْكُثُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, they stay in the ground. كَذَلِكَ يَدْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. And this is how Allah draws the example between truth and falsehood. You have to sift through everything you encounter in your life through the sieve of the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you would know the truth from the falsehood. Brother, I think so-and-so. Hold on. Hold that, brother. Hold. Nah. That's some foam, dude. That's foam. That won't last. You have to go back to kitab. And you have to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the best interest of his khalq. Because the problem with Muslims, we becoming, you know, kind of soft, you know. Especially American Muslims. We only want to do stuff first of all, we want a guarantee. What's the guarantee if I give fisabilillah what's the guarantee if I don't watch this show but I go to the masjid that I ain't gonna be jacked up because I missed the end of the episode? What's the guarantee if I do the right thing I'll be okay? There are no guarantees. Allah doesn't have to make guarantees. He tests people. That's why he says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. He says, do people think that they will be left alone to say they believe without being tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, because we have tested those that came before them. وَسَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. Allah shall know who are those who are telling the truth, who are truthful in their faith. Like I said, it's just like exercise. It's like working out. You have to sift out the batil. Because nowadays, we getting like the people in Baqarah. Allah commanded them, you know, تركض البقرة. إن البقرة تشابه علينا. They are cows the same. What kind of cow are you talking about? Fat cow, skinny cow, what? What color? What color should the cow should be? You know, instead of slaughtering a cow. Because while people are trying to get this self-actualization, and see, the only purpose that we're here on this planet, you have to look at it in the greater scheme of things, brothers and sisters. We're only here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be tested. Everything else is the gravy stuff. We're not here. I mean, you know, one hadith I like, and I want you to listen to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "I'amal li dunyaka ka'annaka ta'ishu abada." He says, with respect to your dunya, work as if you're going to live forever. That doesn't mean you procrastinate from taking care of your obligations, but if you're trying to build, you're trying to get the new car, okay, I might get the new car next week, I might get it 2 weeks, might take a month, might take a year, might not even get that job. And that's not going to matter too much to me. I want it, but I'm not going to later for it. I got time. But he says, wa'amal, work for your akhirah ka'annaka tamutu ghadan. He says, work for your hereafter as if you're going to die tomorrow. And that helps because, see, the fitna of our ummah, like the Prophet said, so Solomon in the Sahih Hadith, he said, fitna to ummati al-mal. The fitna of my ummah is money, is our wealth, is the money. Especially American Muslims, because we got it. We got it, man. We're not rich. We're struggling. But struggling in America means you ain't got cable. Or no, man, what you mean? I just got basic cable, man. Man, I can't get HBO. SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. But you drive, I'm a hoopty, man. I'm just trying to hoopty, man. It's only in 2001. Man, I mean, MashaAllah. I'm struggling. I only got 4 pair of sneakers. Man, mashallah, man. That's our way. But this has become a test. The dunya and our attachment to it. Because we make a lot of spiritual decisions based upon material gain or lack of. We make a spiritual decision. It's a spiritual decision, but we make it based upon material gain. So you have to sift through the stuff using the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Studying the book. That's why Allah says, وَلَكِنْ كُنُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ. He says, be sincere, ardent worshippers. Sincere, ardent worshippers by virtue of what you are teaching of the book and by virtue of what you are studying. I like it when I hear people talk, Allah said this. Imam, I was reading today how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so and so. I'm like, you know, it's a good story. You know, it's a good way of thinking. Sometimes when people bring information, they say, yeah, I want you to examine so and so, and I'll read the first 2 sentences, and I'll reject the whole thing. You know, then the app's out. I ain't got time to listen to that. Don't think you have to weigh every opinion. Don't think you have to go after every caravan. It's part of our nature. We like shiny stuff. Even amongst the Sahaba that happened. The Prophet ﷺ was giving a khutbah. He was giving khutbah to Jumu'ah. And the caravan came in from Syria. Prophet's giving a khutbah, man. Caravan coming in from Syria. And just about everybody in the congregation ran out to meet the caravan. Only left about 12 people. Yes, what Allah says in Surah Jumu'ah, وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَحْوٍ فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا. If they see some business or some frivolousness, they run to it. وَتَرَقُوكَ قَائِمًا, and leave you standing. But you don't have to follow every caravan, brothers and sisters. We don't have to even examine every statement. Because if a Muslim, listen to what I'm saying to you. If a Muslim bases his or her life on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, but I'm talking about Kitab Allah right now. If you principle yourself on that, that saves you the time and trouble of having to sift through every statement, because what the shaitan is doing right now, he is just pumping all kind of foam into the equation. By the time you get it, by the time the end of the day, man, you didn't, they, I don't know how many thousands of commercials and ads and statements and opinions and views and issues and so and so and this is that and I'm doing this and that and that. It's a lot. It's a lot to sift through, but when you follow the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you already have an agenda. You see, this is what makes Muslims so weak spiritually today in America, especially. We're trying to find these agendas, trying to find identity, trying to find, oh, what should I do? What's my, how should I, what? And Islam as a faith has a built-in agenda. We already know what my agenda is. I know what I have to do when I get up in the morning. I know I have to do my prayers. I know I have to be fair. I know I have to honor my... I ain't got to think about how much I don't like the type of music they play next door. Man, them people next door, they just snap. They cut my nerves. I don't even have to think about that. I don't have to think about whether or not I'm going to honor my neighbor, whether or not I'm going to give salams to my brother, whether or not I'm going to forgive the one that wrongs me. I don't have to think about that because I already know that's part of my agenda already. That's how I get down. I'm already stabilized in the agenda. I don't need your agenda. That's why we say, La kum dina kum waliya deen. That's what Surah Al-Kafirun was about. Qul ya ayyuha al-kafirun la a'budu ma ta'budun. Oh, unbeliever, listen. I don't worship what you worship. Don't mean we can't work together. We work for me, I work for you, I live next to you, so we can cooperate in this net. We're trying to clean the road. Alhamdulillah. But dude, from the very beginning, la a'budu ma ta'budun. Dude, I don't worship what you worship. Well, unto my abu, doing my abu, and you ain't worshiping what I'm worshiping. No, I'm godly, I'm spiritual, dude. Trust me, you ain't worshiping. You ain't worshiping my dream. You already have an agenda. That's the point. That's what thibat is all about. That's what foundation is all about. The problem with many of us is we don't have any foundation. That's why people are so wishy-washy. That's why they oscillate here, there. I don't know. That's why we have to think. You shouldn't have to think too hard. When you're making the decisions about your akhirah. Because the position, see, you should think hard about when you go in at Walmart, you're going to spend $120 for nothing. And you just want to get two loaves of bread and some milk, and you come out there, you spent the bill. That's when you're supposed to stop and say, wait, hold on. Honey, sound like him. Well, what do we need from the store? Maybe we need some eggs, milk, and bread, potatoes. Okay, I'm going to leave. That's when you hesitate. On dunya, you don't rush to the dunya. You hesitate on the dunya, but you rush to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's when you don't hesitate. Is there an opportunity for me to do a good deed? Okay, well, see you. I'm going for it. I'm rushing to it. Well, brother, listen, before you feed that homeless person, you don't know if he a drug addict. I know. Brother, sister, that feeding this person is a form of taqarrub ilallah, of bringing me closer to Allah, who's going to something he commanded. I don't know what he's going to do with this brother. Is he hungry? Yes, here you go. See, we hesitating on deen stuff. I don't know, because but we rush to the, you know. That's just a sign of the times, brothers and sisters. The signs of the times. We're living in the last days. We're entering into the time of Dajjal, of the Antichrist. We're getting closer and closer and closer to the time of the reappearance of Isa ibn Maryam, Jesus the son of Mary. And one of the signs of this time is mass confusion. One of the signs of this time, people will be without leadership. One of the signs of the time will be a paltry amount of religious knowledge. These are the signs. So you just have to navigate around the signs so we don't get caught up in it. It's harder to worship now. Granted, that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-ibadatu fil harji ka hijratin ilay." He says, worship during times of strife is like making hijra to me. So it's a little harder. But just like going to the gym, brothers and sisters, when you make the effort, see, we have to make effort. You got to get passionate about your religion. Not an extremist way that, where you want to go kill somebody. That's why I'm so, I think with the passion, I got to go kill something. Yeah, that's how I stay. The first order on the doggone menu. Get passionate means you're passionate about the hereafter. You're passionate in your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're passionate in your love for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. You're passionate for the love for the word. You're passionate that the word takes your heart before other things. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin min kulli dhanbin wa astaghfiru innahu huwa ghafurur rahim rabbana fa'tuh. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you believe, taqallahu haqqa taqatihi.